a white businessman with two brothers. And of course, they ran it. I think I leased it to them for 3 years of auction, or five more, I believe. And they ran it to the tax about. They really didn't run it, but it had help, you know. I had help. And they had somebody else to run it for them. And this man who was running for them, he was eating steaks and having big times, you know, with that money. When they found out anything, he was doing what them and did. See, and they just finally decided they would just close it up. And after close it up and he stayed going, I reckon they paid me the rent. They just give me $175 a month for rent for it. And after they closed it up, and of course I really waited too late to go to try to. Of course, I was just going to let the lease run out, you know, before I tried. And after I let the lease run out, he had closed so long till the canned goods and things, and I'd done been there so long till it got rusty, you know. So I went back and bought it back for him, and we tried to run it for a short while, and my wife got sick. And naturally, the people in the community know the store had been closed a long time, and one come there to buy it. Neighbor can or something, you look at it, this old can's rusty, it ain't no good. That kind of thing. So they just kept your business locked down. You couldn't do any business with them. So you couldn't sell it, you know, you just couldn't do it. So finally, I just finally closed it up. And after so long I closed it up, there was another white grocer lived in the black neighborhood. And he came over and we inventoried it out, and so he just bought it all. And he didn't stay in his store 6 months. The blacks just go up there and just, whatever he say, they just said, yes, sir. Take it on out.
So he's running it now?
No, I mean, after so long a time, he opened it up and he had a laundromat in there, and his grocery business all together. So yeah, he's done sold all out. I think had he been out there to see Mr. Hardison's store? Out there at West End, that's the laundromat.
He's had a laundromat now.
Yeah,
the grocery
yeah.
Store's gone.
See, he done sold the grocery stuff all out now, see. And so I don't know, I've been aiming to open me up a pool room in this store building where I have. And of course, I haven't opened it yet, but I will, I think, maybe.
Oh, would you open it the same place?
Take what?
Would you have me at the same place? In the same building?
In the same building, yes. In the same building, yes.
Why do you think that'll make it? I mean, what's going to make the difference?
Well, in this location, there's quite a few youngsters around in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And the youngsters lack some, relaxation.
Yeah,
see, all that. You have to pass the store building to get out to the park, you know, and so here that they don't have no, they did have a age on the kids to play, I think 12 years old and above, unless they had a permit from the parents. But now I think I could make it old with it if I was going to play. But as the Bible says, that 3 score and 10 is the average life for a person. I'm 65 and I ain't got 5 more years to live, so.
I don't think you believe that for a minute. talking about kids, do you think kids have too much money today, or as compared to when you were a child, or do you think it's good?
For the time, and you might say the television, and things like radio, what it can have, relaxation.